Our area has largely settled into a weather lull this afternoon. Following the wintry mix last night into this morning, things are largely quiet across our area during the late afternoon and early evening hours. However, there are a few spotty showers around, mainly a few spotty raindrops, a few patches of drizzle. There are a few isolated areas of icing that continue, especially in the Connecticut River Valley. Moving into tonight, there's more weather to come, more unsettled weather to come, that is, as the second part of the storm is set to come through. Largely, this will start off as rain across our area tonight, and the rain may even be heavy at times. Across the higher elevations, the transition from rain to snow will occur first as some cooler air begins to come in. And then late tonight into tomorrow morning, that cooler air continues to work its way basically from top down, meaning that even in our valley locations, we're likely to see a transition from rain over to some snow and snow showers as we go through the day tomorrow. In terms of snow accumulation, most of us won't see much. We're looking at generally light additional accumulations in our lower elevations. In our higher terrain, though, there's going to be some accumulating snow, and the snow is going to pile up, especially on the upslope areas of the Adirondack Mountains and also the Green Mountains. So those areas that are typically favored when we get a storm and kind of on the backside of a storm, those areas are going to pile up some snow. But for most of us, it looks to be just some scattered snow showers from time to time later tonight and off and on into the day tomorrow. The other big story tomorrow is going to be the wind. We'll see the wind really kick up and turn quite gusty in some areas as we head through the day tomorrow. So there will be the potential for at least a handful of power outages, and there may even be some limbs that come down because of those gusty breezes. Temperatures tomorrow will be largely in the low to mid-30s. Might be near 40 or so in some areas before temperatures begin to tumble late. And then on Thursday, we're still looking at some mountain snow showers on the backside of the storm. For the rest of us, it'll be mostly cloudy and still quite gusty at times on Thursday. And then on Friday, we'll see another rush of cold with a definite winter-like feel for sure by the end of the work week. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, cloudy with a wintry mix of rain and snow, lows in the lower 30s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, some snow showers in the valley, and some snow in the mountains, windy with highs in the low to mid-30s. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, cloudy with a wintry mix of rain and snow, lows in the lower 30s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, some snow showers in the valley and some snow in the mountains, windy with highs in the low to mid-30s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, cloudy with periods of rain and areas of fog, lows in the 30s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with some rain and snow showers, windy with highs in the upper 30s to lower 40s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, cloudy with periods of rain and areas of fog, a transition to snow begins late, lows in the lower 30s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with some rain and snow showers, windy, high 35 to 40. Region-wide on Thursday, mostly cloudy, windy, and colder with mountain snow showers, highs in the 20s to near 30. Then on Friday, partly sunny, breezy, and even colder with highs in the single digits north, teens in the capital region, and in the 20s south. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.